Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another show with Diabla. Today we have a girl, a power woman, a queen of Kizomba, Anaïs Milon. Hello, dear. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. A bit in the snow. We are stuck, but it's okay.
Oh, nice, nice. Snow is beautiful. We don't have here.
Yeah, it is for you. Yeah.
It's just cold.
It's just cold. So have you been doing this, let's say, last year? I mean, the last year nothing happened, but how is the life?
Oh, that was a bit strange, but the situation with the work is strange, but it was also a very good year for me. Because it was really a moment that I can connect with myself and understand what I want to continue, what I want to stop, to feel like really more connected with everything I want in my life. And so it was very, very important moment, I think, for me. Very good.
Yeah, I do believe that for everyone, they just had a time for themselves, you know, to connect, as you said. So it was good. So I was searching a bit about you, and I find that you were born 1982, the best year. But it's very interesting that you started as a gymnastic. And your mom was, or she still is, a teacher of ballet, and you never liked the dance as a younger.
Yeah,
how come?
Yeah, my mom, she had her work, and she was like dreaming to be like a professional dancer. But you know, in that time, their parents, they were like, no, it's not a job. So yeah, so she had her work, and she worked by side with the dance. Mm-hmm. And she tried to connect me and my sister when we was younger with the dance, but really sad for her, we didn't like it. So we tried, and then after she said, no, you have to do something you like. So I say, yes, I want to jump everywhere. So let's do gymnastic. So I started gymnastic very young, and I continue until I don't remember. I think I was 20 or 21 when I really, really stopped. I had like a national level in France. And I was like, we call it in France, like, you know, you go to school the morning, and during the afternoon you go
training.
Yeah. So I had like 30, 35 hours per week. That was super exciting. That was hard, but it was really the way for me to a bit disconnect with my reality, because I didn't have like a really
social life. Yeah.
So yeah, that was my starting with dance, because we had like a choreographer. And as I told you, it was the part I hate a lot. But now I'm super happy to have this.
That's good. But tell me, do you still jumping? Like, do you sometimes jump?
I'm not sure. No, sometimes I go, you know, on the trampoline. You know, you jump. Yeah, so yeah. I can do it just for fun, but I'm really more scary now to break my back.
Yeah, just to remember the childhood.
Exactly.
Okay, so what was also interesting is that you started with salsa.
Yes.
And zouk. And actually, when you danced the first time Kizomba, you were like, what is this? This is not zouk.
Exactly. So I start with salsa, not really because I wanted to do salsa, but because my sister, she was like a star of salsa. So she was traveling a lot. I never see her. So the only moment I could be with her was because of the salsa. So she trained me how to make turns and everything to have a bit fun in party when she was working. And this is how I started. And yes, I was starting really by zouk, but Caribbean zouk, you know, the traditional one, because I'm from Martinique. My dad is from Martinique. So it's the culture, you know, you go to see your family, you dance, this is Christmas, you dance. And I was very, very connected with the music. So yeah, I like a lot the music zouk. So I was dancing like naturally. And then I remember one day I was in a party, in my sister party, in Paris, and Iñaki was here. And he invited me in the music I hear. For me, it was Zouk. I didn't really realize that Zouk can be also Kizomba or something else. So, and he started to dance like very strangely. And I remember to tell him, no, but Iñaki, you know, this is not the way we dance Zouk. I don't understand. And then he told me that, no, but this is not a Zouk dance. This is a Kizomba. I'm not sure he told me Kizomba, but I remember he said something. And I was like, oh, my God, it's too hard. I don't understand why this guy closes his leg every time. And that was strange.
Yeah. So finally, from the queen of Kizomba, we can hear that it's hard and it's strange, because, you know, the girls, they went to the classes and they're like, oh, this is so hard, I cannot do this anytime. But definitely we have a proof that you can do anything you want.
Exactly. The moment you understand how it works, it's easy.
Good. So tell me about the classes. Do you have like a school? Because a couple of months ago, you actually posted that you not won't be the part of a dance community anymore, but there are certain things that you are not agree with, so you want a bit to calm down from that, let's say like that.
Yeah, exactly. So the part of this this post was like, after a few years, I saw the movement changing. And so now we have like, for me, we have like two sides, maybe three with the Kizomba. We have like the really, really Kizomba consummation part, you know, that's like you go, for example, to a hip hop club, you dance, you drink, you connect with people and everything. So this part is very nice and interesting when you want just to meet people and just dance and not really go in what you do. But for me, I don't feel connected with this part. So even the festival and everything, now they work like this. They don't really care about what you're going to transmit to people and everything. I feel that the artists, we are more like selling dance, you know, like you sell dance and that's it. You don't go deeply in the things and everything. So it's a part I liked before. It was a part of my life. But also, I always had this feeling that something missing. So even the way it works, it's really business things. It's really men things. And for the woman, I was always trying to make it more professional and easily for women, because most of the organizers, for real, they don't care about us.
Yeah.
You just need to have the beautiful body. If you can smile, it's good. if you don't perform or you perform, if you perform from some, it's okay. But, you know, and so I try to be really active for that when I was in this part of the community. But I realized that the only way we have to make a change is to stop to being present here. When you are present, it's like you say, okay, I'm here, I disagree, I will do a bit noise, but it's okay, because I always, at the end, you always contribute.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
You contribute to this part of the system. So I decide to say, okay, I disagree, so I stop to being here. And because also I experienced the fact that I separate with my old dance partner, Mora Nasso. And after, I think it was 7 years of being really present, change the dance, be really involved in the pedagogy and the artistic part. The organizer I was working for all these years, they just canceled me. Like I was like never existing, you know? Yeah. And I said, okay, the first time that was hard to understand why I was so important in that moment. And in one other moment, I was no one and nothing, and everything I've done doesn't count. So I tried to fight again in the system to try to, and then after the post I did a few months ago, I said, no, stop. We're going to organize another part. So if you are interested with artistic, if you are interested really by the deep dance, the way you can connect with yourself with the dance, we're going to organize other things. So I have, of course, my school since 4 years now. So we go deeply in the dance with this to connect to yourself, to connect also really with people, because most of the time you just cross the people and you never really connect
with them.
And yes, and there is few events that start to be also in that way. So I agree to work with them and everything, but most of the events, I don't want to work with them anymore. I'm not in like just teaching 1 hour and then change and teach another hour. Yeah. Okay, you do lady styling. Okay, do something sensual. No, okay, I'm sensual, but I don't want to do sexy things. Mm-hmm. It's not what I want to share with my students. So yeah, I leave this part. I say,
okay, for sure.
Thank you for everything, because even if you stop me, I learn a lot, and it's me now because of this, you know. Mm-hmm. But now I let you with the people who just want to be in that system and don't care about the other things, and I will put my
your intention,
yes, exactly, to something that is more me. Yeah,
for sure. So for you, the dance is not just selling the knowledge, and it's part of the life connection energy and what is important. And I completely agree with you. I mean, the girls should be respected, not as a object, sexual objects, and just to be sexy and be there and say nothing. Yeah. You are the one actually who started the lady styling. So how come that?
I remember that it was in a festival, I think it was in France, mm-hmm. but it was a very long time ago. And, you know, because of the model of the salsa, because we all start in the salsa system first, mm-hmm. you know, but because of that model, I saw that there is many things that we can bring to the girls. Mm-hmm. But the things I did was never like just learning how to move. I mean, the body weight, mm-hmm. the things like this. It was more about how you can use your technique. So learn the technique, for example, mm-hmm. the same way my sister teach me how to make turns. That, okay, mm-hmm. we have lines and we have axis and we can work on that. And if you are good with that technique alone, you can be good and efficient with the dancer after when you dance
So
it was always in that way, and I just use my skills to give to the other girls. So yeah, but it was not so much, you know, it's like I had at the beginning it starts with this lady styling and everything, and after that most of the time I didn't teach lady styling because they never after book us more for that and some other things. So I was like, okay, no lady styling. And the styling was also more about like, being sexy and sensual and everything.
Yeah.
And everything. That's very also important. I think it can also help the girls. But one more time, it's not the way I feel the things, because, you know, the way you move should mm-hmm. be the way you are and who you are. And even if your teacher teach you like, okay, to move your hips, you have to do this, like this and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. But when with this, you can learn to dance yourself. And this is, dance is about this. Mm-hmm. It's your,
it's yeah, not, for sure.
Not being like, I want to be like Anaïs. I want to be like Sarah. I always say my students, don't try to be like me. Be like you. I show you things. I explain, not just show. And I explain you how I do. And then in that, show me how you can do.
Yeah, put something from yourself inside, for sure. Do you have any tips for the girls, for example, how to stay in balance in high heels? Because sometimes in Kizomba, the girls are not following, but it's a process to understand that you have to wait for a man to do something, so you have to follow him. And sometimes, very often, we lose the balance. So do you have any tips?
You know, it's funny because when you talk, something come in my head. It's like in life. Don't put yourself in someone because you're going to lose your balance. That's the first point.
Mm-hmm.
So you never wait. You first thing is you never wait. If you start waiting, you're going to be surprised and disbalanced.
Yeah.
Okay. Not about really controlling, but it's more about like, I'm ready to go with you. It's different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with the heels, the thing is that the first point, I think you have to understand when you go on your toes, mm-hmm. what is your highest level?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
with that, you can choose the heels with good for your highest level, the size of your heels.
Mm-hmm.
And many girls, they think that if she put like smaller heels, it will be easier for the balance, but it's not true. Because more your heels is small, more it's hard to go high and to keep your balance like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the first point. Your shoes is very important. Choose the heels, make you easy go high, but not so much. You don't have to make a lot of effort to go high.
Mm-hmm, it just mm-hmm.
can balance easy and come back, and you don't feel your body going up and down. And the second thing is also the way you put your foot on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because the biggest mistake, I think, and it's really my point of view,
mm-hmm.
The biggest mistake we teach to the girl is to walk online. That's
yeah.
the mistake, because most of us, when we think, okay, walk online, you mm-hmm. imagine a really, really small line like this, mm-hmm. you know, like straight, and you try to walk on this, you
mm-hmm.
know. But the point is that when you do it, you lock your hips.
Yes,
your hips are your balance.
Yes,
with your leg and help all the rest of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is to learn how to put your leg on the floor to walk straight, right, but not online. And also, if you just open a little bit your foot,
mm-hmm.
my side, you're going to make your knee in the good direction. You're going to open a little bit your hips.
Mm-hmm.
And also your foot. I don't know how you sound English, but the dimension of your balance place will be bigger.
Like a spot, let's say a spot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Your spot will be bigger, not small like your foot, your hips, and your
mm-hmm.
shoulders, close, but open everything and make it bigger. So
yeah.
your balance is easier to find.
Yeah.
So that's the point. And after, also to understand the size of your step.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because if you have heels, you are small, and you try to make the same step like someone is taller, doesn't work.
Yeah, for sure. I was watching one girl, and she's tall, and she did so big steps, and I was looking at her, and I was like, yeah, maybe I should try this.
Yeah,
balance zero. And when you said about the shoes, can you recommend us some designer that you prefer or something like that? Because the girls sometimes cannot choose which shoes they should buy and which designer. And what do you think about the heels? Like which size is okay? Like not too small, but not too high.
For me, it really depends of the fact that you can go high or not when you go on toes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not flexibility with your foot, you cannot go high. So if you cannot go high, don't put like a 12.
Yeah.
For example, me, my size is 10.
Mm-hmm.
If I go 11 or 12, I cannot walk anymore. But if I go 7 or 8, I cannot dance anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So it really depends of how you feel. You have to, I think my way to choose the shoes is to put the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stand up, try to go high, and see if it's comfortable or not.
Mm-hmm.
After, I work with a designer, with Mia Design. He's in Canada, and he do like shoes with wax.
Mm-hmm.
And he fabricates in Africa. So
mm-hmm.
I also work with him also because of this, because I'm very involved in humanity and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
for me, helping Africa to wake up, so that's important for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have in plan maybe to do some, let's say, a brand for humanity that you are representing, like, I don't know, some clothes for the girls, for the dancers or something like that?
I already have clothes.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
No, I don't have many things, but
mm-hmm.
I have, because I built a program, the name is Create Yourself. So we're going to talk about this if you want later.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I have some shirts and some sweets with the logo and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to think about maybe pants, mm-hmm. but I don't want, how can I explain? I don't want being legging things.
You know? I like it.
To train is very nice and it's good, but I think it doesn't fit to everybody.
For sure.
You know, and yeah. Myself, I like to dance with large pants. Mm-hmm. So also because I think it's elegant. And so I'm thinking about this now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I saw that you posted 2 days ago that you are making the workshop of humanity. So can you tell me more about it, when it's going to happen and what is actually that?
Okay, so mm-hmm. it's one of the program of the Create Yourself. So I'm going to explain what is Create Yourself so mm-hmm. it will be more easy to understand. Create Yourself is my program for people, men and women, can discover who they are.
Okay.
So most of the time, because of the society, we show something. So mm-hmm. it's a part also of us, but we hide things of us. And this hiding of us is the part sometimes that miss in your dance, because mm-hmm. your dance is the deepest things you have inside you. It's mm-hmm. the moment you can express these deepest things you have inside you. And the problem is that because we are used to hide it, we start to be afraid to show it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe sometimes because you have some, how can I say, some funds. We say found?
Fear.
You know, like, no, like you hurt?
Wound.
Well, yeah,
yeah. Wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes you have this because of your childhood, because of your experience with life and mm-hmm. everything. So you start really to be afraid to show it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that when you arrive to a certain level of dance, technique is good and everything is good, but there is this part who don't let you have another higher level
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
you need to connect with you. So this program is more about like dancing, of course. We mm-hmm. learn steps, we learn the way to move and everything, but also we learn to connect with ourselves, our emotion and everything. So it's like, I can say like a dance therapy.
Yes.
Yeah, therapy with the dance. So it can help someone who just want to learn a dance and just to have fun, but learn to yourself mm-hmm. and also help to connect with the other people because it's a part of this game.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the performers, it's help them to go to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
So the program that I just posted a few days ago, I think yesterday.
Yeah, yes, actually yesterday.
Yeah, is one of the parts. So it's for women. So I use a bit the skills of Kizomba, but most of the program is more about moving, feeling your body, understand what is your body, how you feel in your body, how you mm-hmm. move with your body, and also to connect with what is for you the femininity and the sensuality.
Yes.
Because you can be like very extravagant in your sensuality, but you can also be a bit more pudic,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
A good way, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just it's private coaching. So for one person, or for I can do also with 5 people, no more, because the point is that we do like small parts, writing how you feel with your emotion mm-hmm. in that moment. What makes you scared about being sensual? Because there is also women who are scary to be sensual because
yes.
they. People think they are bitches or they think so they are afraid, you know.
Yeah,
so
easy.
Yeah, so they don't show it, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is the first part, is really about how you feel with yourself, mm-hmm. what you want, why you come, what you want to discover in you. And then we use this to start to making move,
mm-hmm.
because the most important, if you want to connect with yourself and to evolve in your life, because mm-hmm. the thing is not just only being better in dance.
Mm-hmm.
You need to use it also for your life, to be more confident and everything. So we make it in movement with your natural way, If you want to move just a little bit, you move how you want. This is you. In that moment, this is you with how you feel with that. So mm-hmm. also I give the direction to help and everything. And then we work on a small choreo. Mm-hmm. So it's a choreo that I prepare and just learn how to move a bit with the choreo, but really step by step. Mm-hmm. Because there is girls, they learn choreo super fast. And there is other girl, they need
time. Yeah.
I'm this kind of girls. I'm super hard to remember the step and everything. So I understand. Mm-hmm. And, so in this part, we use the choreo. Mm-hmm. So the first part is about to learn and to try to make the movements and try to feel the movements. Mm-hmm. And after this part, we try to, I try to help the girl to really feel connected with the choreo. So mm-hmm. more, if they want to change the rhythm, if they want to change the way they feel the music with the choreo, mm-hmm. it's their part. So I help them to go in this. And the last part is to change the choreo. I give you something. Now you feel comfortable, you feel easy, confident to work with and everything. Now you can change it. Mm-hmm. You can change it. If, for example, I put my arm up in that moment, but you don't feel to do it in that moment,
You can change it.
Yeah.
Do you have in plan to perform that choreography that you're making with the girls that's going to go to the workshop?
No, not yet.
No. Oh, okay.
This is another program. This part of the program is really for the girls to connect to themselves. Mm-hmm.
And does that therapy also includes the meditation, for example, to connect with themselves?
Yeah, the first part, as I told you, you know, mm-hmm. that you connect with your emotion, you write and everything. This is really a very quiet moment that take the time to feel the things. If you feel like scary, feel it. If you start to be like you want to cry, cry. It's a safe place for a woman. You know? And yeah.
So and okay.
Yeah, sorry.
What do you think? Sorry, I have a billion questions. I wanted to ask you about the connection with the dance partners. So very often women do not connect with the people that they are dancing. But I think my opinion is the problem that we are actually not connect to ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point. You cannot be connected with someone else if you cannot be connected with yourself. Because mm-hmm. if you're not connected with yourself, you will always have on your head that, maybe what I do is wrong. If the guy, for example, do a mistake of leading, I don't understand. You will always judge yourself. Mm-hmm. So you will be scared that the other one judge yourself.
Yeah.
And if you judge yourself, you cannot be able to give to someone else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And tell me about your partnership with Morenasso. And actually, you and Morenasso were very famous. But do you have in plan, like, you don't have a dance partner at the moment? No.
I'm working with Moon for the
Kizomba. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Working with Moon, since I don't have one dance partner. Mm-hmm. I have for the school, for the pedagogy, for teaching. I'm working with Moon because we have very similar way to connect with the technique. Mm-hmm. And he know a lot of things with music, and with the urban kids. It's just like super clean, you know? So super interesting with just that. So I bring him to my school to teach with me. Mm-hmm. And very, very interesting the way I teach. And I was surprised, but we are like very, very connected with the teaching. Mm-hmm. But I have also artistic, how can I say?
Dancer,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But they are not from Kizomba.
I know.
Some are from Kizomba, some are not. So it depends on what I want to do in that moment.
Yeah, actually, I saw one of your video dancing with Eddie DT Beats Music. Yes, actually, he sent to me the video and I was surprised. I mean, I was like, is this Anaïs? And then it was the paint. And I was watching and I actually tried to find that video and I was really surprised. Like it's real art.
Yeah,
it's not something, you know, which you I wouldn't say that people are selling kizomba, but it's really, it was art from deep from your heart, and I saw that you too enjoyed it much.
Yeah, this was a really, really good experience. Mm-hmm. Dee and I were very friends, and I had this contract coming, and we was already talking about maybe do something like a small thing or something. And this contract is coming, and I say, I think I want to leave that experience with you. you? And he say it was okay. So mm-hmm. that was very interesting because Dee is very artistic in all the part of his life. mm-hmm. And that was very interesting because it bring me many things from the hip hop. Also, the way it creates was different than mine, so we can connect with that. Mm-hmm. And that was I wanted to show something. He wanted to show something, and we built something together.
Yeah.
And now I'm really working like this. For example, now I want to go more deeper than. This was deeper than before, but I want to go more.
more deeper.
So I'm working also with other people to make it more and more and more. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I also write, we call it a creation in France. Mm-hmm. So it's like more a piece that I want to bring to theater. So I'm starting to write about this, about... how women can suffering with their own emotion and with violence, with many, many things. So this is a lot more deep that I want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, somebody is working on it. I wanted to ask you about your personal life because a lot of people would like to know one day of Anaïs Milon. What is she doing? What she likes?
what she's doing? She wake up, she take coffee. My day,
are you early person, like getting up early? No,
I'm super not early person. It's That's like I wake up 10, 11.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I make effort, you know. But the problem is that I'm not an early person because I sleep very bad. So I work, I think all this work during the night, all over this year, mm-hmm. I used to work the night. So for me, the night, my spirit and everything is up. And so sometimes I can go very early to sleep because I'm super tired, but it's just like I'm super tired this day. Mm-hmm. I think one time in 2 months. But most of the time I go to sleep at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So
that's super early for me. Early. Yeah, but I go very late.
Yeah, you go very late?
No, 4, 5, 6 sometimes I don't go, so...
No, me, it's like 1 or 2. And sometimes if I can really not sleep, like I had like this month, like 2 days, like, you know, I go back to starting coaching because with the confinement, I stopped. Mm-hmm. And I think my body was tired, but mm-hmm. I think my mind was thinking that, yeah, let's go, we do it. But no, relax. So I slept at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, oh, why?
That's nice.
Yeah, I wake up, I take my coffee, and then I start to work on my programs. Mm-hmm. I read a lot. I love to read.
Which books you like to read?
It's many things.
Can you recommend?
It's the last book I read was... in French is, let me translate in English. This woman who liked too much. I think this is the name in English. And it's Robin Norwood.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's this one, I just finished it, and it's about affective dependence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's to understand how you can get in some relationship that is not good for you and why you are always attracted with that. So she makes you understand that what you have learned in your childhood has this impact if you have like hard situation in your family or things like that. So I like to read this kind of book because I really want to help. and I want to help myself.
Mm-hmm. You know? Definitely.
And I can help people because I had so many things in my life that was hard, you know, and I'm here, but I had the courage to go and be in front of this. Mm-hmm. And so because I had this experience of myself, I can bring something to the others. So yeah, I'm really in the introspection thing. So
yeah, that's good. I see you full of energy, and you know you want to help people, and that's really nice. I can recommend you the book that I read last year in December. It's called The Empress. Actually, my friend recommended me, and first I thought this is lesbian porn. I was like, what is this? But actually, it's about the woman who started as a servant. Mm-hmm. And then she became Empress of China, and her evolution and everything. And it's really, you know, when you are reading and thinking about it, we women see how powerful we are. So it's really impressive.
Yeah.
And a writer, it's called Shansa. I will send you in a message.
I am very interested with that.
Yeah. But in the beginning, as I told you, I thought like, what is this? Yeah. Because it was, you know, like what we women have to do to survive. It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, but this is your responsibility. That's the point. You know, as in the Kizomba world, I always say that we also are in this situation because we let people think for us. Mm-hmm. So if we take the responsibility, okay, it's not the easier way, but at the end, you will feel so much better in your life that it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Can you tell me where is now your school? What the address it is? Like where Paris. People can find you?
It's in Paris. Mm-hmm. So it's in Paris 20. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can
find
it. I will
put that in the description below. So if somebody is in Paris and want to contact you, I will put everything so they can find.
And you have everything on the website. Everything is on my website.
So. Okay. Well, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for giving the tips. Thank you for just, you know, spend time with me and explain more about your project that you're working. And I'm wishing that you have a lot of people who will work with you and you will work with them. And you're a super powerful woman. And I'm really glad that you are actually the first female who did the interview with me. I was thinking like, who should I call first? And I was like, Anaïs, because I do also respect the women and I am always for women and the people should respect them. And you are in a dance world, when you think about the femininity, powerful of women, I think about Anaïs Milon. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to text her.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And thank you for responding. Definitely.
I'm super happy.
Me too. So, okay. I mean, do you have in plan, you were in Serbia 3 or 4 years ago in Belgrade Central Weekend Festival, but do you have in plan like visit us again or something?
I'm not close to visit anyone. So,
okay.
I bring my program everywhere, so I work a lot with the Canada with that. I'm going to some other place this year if we can. But if I have someone here who can organize for me, I can come and definitely.
That's really nice. And did you like the Serbia when you have been there? I mean, here actually. I don't know. Yeah. Did you have time to visit some places? But
not so much. I didn't visit, you know, and it's also a part that I don't want to do anymore because I've been everywhere in the world and I just saw the venue for the events and the airport. And so everywhere I'm going now, I want to stay and see everything.
Yeah, that's
so if I'm coming back to Serbia, you will be the one to make me visit.
For sure. I will be your guide. And one last question, actually, I forgot to ask you. You look very attractive and you're taking care about yourself and everything. And women, you know, when they go to dance, because you're very feminine, you're not, I wouldn't say trashy, but you look very classy. And there is a request from women like, do you have any gym program or diet special for you? Because you are very attractive and slim and everything.
I'm sorry, but I'm very lazy. I'm sorry to tell you that. So no, I don't have any gym programs. I do gym if, for example, I have a show is coming and need to be like good in my shape to mm-hmm. do it. But in this time, no, I don't do anything. But okay. I'm careful of what I'm eating. You know, I do like intermittent
fasting. Gym. Yeah.
Fasting, yes. So I feel much better like this, more powerful mm-hmm. and everything. But I don't let my body also dying. <You know? laughs> I'm going, when I'm dancing, I use a lot of energy and mm-hmm. give my body in this. And also maybe because of my past of gymnast, itself, I don't know. But yes, the food for me is the most important. And moving, mm-hmm. dancing or doing something else, but moving is the fact that your body
mm-hmm. What kind of food you like?
The what?
What kind of food you like? Do you like a healthy food, vegetables or junk
everything.
Food?
I like I'm trying to eat healthy in my house and everything, but I cannot lie. I like everything. Junk food is so good.
Actually, the fasting is a good thing, to be honest, but I don't know. We girls are sometimes get crazy, you know, in those days when we feel to eat everything. So you have to break your fasting. But fasting yeah. is actually a good thing.
But, you know, the thing is that with the food, the first thing I saw is that, you know, the girl, we have the feminine cycle mm-hmm. because of the period and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I realized that depend of the time of that cycle. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm not hungry. Sometimes I'm very hungry. For example, the week before my period, it's like I'm eating everything.
Yeah, and you ask yourself, like, why do I eat this?
And eat chips and chocolate and then eat again. I will be here. But also the fact if you are stressed or not is also mm-hmm. very important. Because yeah. most of the people, they don't eat a lot, but they don't feel good with their body because they are very stressed. Mm-hmm. Because you feel bad, your body starts to be big. Also, the dependence you can have in your life can bring you dependence with food also. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I will give you the example of affective dependence. But, for example, if you feel like super alone, mm-hmm. and most of the people in Kizomba, they are in that situation. Mm-hmm. Connected, yeah. But, yeah, so you're going to feed your body and your emotion with the food and everything. So that was also, it's important and your mind, so moving, your food, of course, mm-hmm. but also your mind is very important because mm-hmm. if you feel bad, you're going to eat everything bad and you're going to digest bad, even if you eat good. So, yeah, you have to clean your mind.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah. one very last question. Sometimes women don't feel like, for example, they are not that much attractive, slim, or they don't like themselves. And I do believe that with the dance, you can work on your self-confidence. Do you have any advice for women who would like to dance, but they are afraid to go because they think that someone will judge them like, I'm too fat, I'm not enough attractive, I'm not enough good dancer. Do you have any advice for that women so they should go and just be themselves?
I think first at all, we are all attractive. Because attraction is not if you are fat, if you are slim, if you have curly hair, if you have straight hair. Attraction is something that the energy you have.
Yeah.
If you feel confident and if you feel good. How can I say? Yeah, if you feel good with yourself,
yeah.
It's the people. They just will feel your energy. They don't will. Try to find if you have a spot on your face or a tease with turn mm-hmm. or no. It's really about how you feel. And I think if you want to start with the dance and feel comfortable with the dance, mm-hmm. Maybe start to go in school mm-hmm. dance mm-hmm. because it can be very scary, and also that's the part of the community I don't like anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because it's like now like more clubbing, of course this is not who you are is important, this is the who you show you are is important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel not confident and you start to go in this kind of place, you will feel less confident.
Yes,
you know. So the most important is try to connect with some people who are like you, like, and you can share with them, you can talk with them, and you can connect with them, and you will see that your confidence will grow up step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will find your group.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know a lot of people, for example, they are watching your videos, Jojo Let's Play Kizomba, Ena and Pocahontas, and they're like, oh, I would like to dance, but you know, I'm very heavy to do those acrobatic things, so that's why I'm not dancing. And I'm always, you know, telling the girls, like, you should go, you should try, you never know. I mean, I got a lot of weight in a couple of last years, but still I can do everything. I mean, first when I did it, I was like, oh, I'm going to kill the guy, I'm so heavy. But finally, it's all about the technique, so yeah, it's not that much hard.
You can be like super skinny and be super heavy to lead. It's just your technique.
Yes,
yeah. And also for the girls, ask yourself in the video you watch what you want. Because most of us, when we are showing video, this is performance.
Mm-hmm.
So we are performers. This is our work. So mm-hmm. we put all our time or most of the time to practice, create, or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, sometimes you see like, oh, she's so sensual. She's, come on, you're never going to walk like this in the street. We never do it. But this is the show. We show you. We try to impress you with things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But ask yourself what you want. If you want to be this, I mean, if you want to be a performer, you can be a performer.
Of course.
Just practice for that. You just want to feel like just elegant or classy when you dance, but just to have fun and mm-hmm. go into that.
Yeah,
this is
that's for sure.
About what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But for real girls, let me tell you, we don't walk like we dance on the street.
So girls, Anna is a normal person and she walks normal.
I'm really normal. And I don't wear heels every day and every time. I'm super normal. And I'm trying to be step by step more normal and more myself, you know.
Yeah.
We have the same struggle. That's the point.
Yeah.
The same. And
that's really impressive. Anais, thank you for time. It's a pleasure to talk with you. And once again, thank you for responding. I wish you all the best. On first place, the health, because what we all need is a health. And after that, that all your wishes come true, that you're very progressive in your projects and they work well. So in next couple of months, I would like to invite you again so you can tell me the news and we can speak much more.
For sure. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. And we will enjoy definitely some of your videos. And I will recommend you to all women that I know from that they are visiting Paris, that they can visit you and your workshops, because you're such an inspiration. Thank you from me and from all women.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day and see you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.